This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Without discounting the terrible situation on the ground in Ukraine, one key part of this war is the information war. Also, to be clear, the disinformation war. And that goes some way to explaining the pressure that social media companies are under. Facebook's parent company, Meta, also YouTube and TikTok, have banned the Russian state media channels Russia Today, RT it's called, and Sputnik from their platforms in Europe. In a statement that was posted, interestingly, on Twitter, Meta's president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, who, not for nothing, used to be the deputy prime minister of the United Kingdom. Anyway, Clegg said the company had deplatformed RT and Sputnik after receiving requests from, quote, a number of governments and the EU. And when you remember that social media companies have long and strongly resisted such calls, these bans are quite something. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Long before Russia invaded Ukraine last week, the Kremlin was laying the groundwork online, says Imred Ahmed at the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate.
The war in Ukraine didn't start with missiles or tanks. It started with disinformation, which has been dripped into people's news feeds over years now.
Ahmed says Russia spread a lot of that through RT and Sputnik, so this ban is significant.
When it comes to the world's most prodigious outputter of disinformation, which is the Russian state, it is about time that the single worst actor on the global stage feels some consequences on social media.
For years, social media companies have largely resisted pressure to take down or ban content on their sites, even when it's proven to be false and dangerous. Juliet Kayyem at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says they have done it.
They're good about banning the possibility of putting child pornography on. They got better about deplatforming ISIS and other terrorist organizations.
But Kayyem says this is different.
This is a state-sponsored media outlet. They've never really done this before.
But social media platforms banning users or content at the request of governments does set a new precedent, one that Jessica Brandt at the Brookings Institution is concerned about.
There's just so many shades of gray, and I fear that many other governments will make requests of many other platforms in many other political contexts to take down content that they view as problematic or opposed to their interests.
That could have long-lasting ramifications, Brandt says, and she's concerned about platforms making these kinds of decisions on the fly with very little transparency. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.